guy in Little Gold.
Anybody.
And then Rosie the Colton de Lu.
And Dawn.
Thank you, though. I mean, oh my God.
The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.
We'll start with this email that came in, rad@radradio.com, from Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
She requested a first thing in the morning, so of course, your wish is my command, Kathy. Says, I am a longtime listener, and I was hoping to get a birthday shout-out first thing Friday morning. My birthday is tomorrow. Yes, Brandon and Kyle, my birthday is on the Great American Smokeout Day of 420.
Oh, nice.
Cool. I remember the first time I smoked a joint.
Yeah. It was cool in high school.
It was.
Although, I also share my birthday with Hitler, so...
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I won't say how old I will be because I am old as dirt. Well, then you just did say how old you are. We're going back centuries, thousands of centuries. Yeah. You could be a science project. Kathy says, I appreciate all of you and I love playing along with your games. I met you all at Brinapalooza last year and I had fun. You were all very nice to this gold star mom.
Happy birthday. Now eat your f***ing cake. Happy birthday or we'll punch you in the face.
Hopefully we're nice to everyone. We always have a special place in our heart for all law enforcement families. Of course, there is only one thing to talk about. No offense, Kathy. Glad you're having a birthday tomorrow. Glad it's 420 tomorrow. More glad. That we're not on the air for 420.
Could have been military as well, Gold Star Mom. You said law enforcement.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to imply all of them. That is specific to military.
I meant
law enforcement, all that serve, first responders, everyone. Thank you, Dawn, for filling that in.
Yeah.
I would have been Red Panda and I sound like an idiot. and it's because of the excitement of the day. It really is. Obviously, hello, right? You've been up all night listening.
Yeah.
Duh.
Huh?
Don't you me?
What's happening?
My God, we have the entertainment news of all entertainment news to start the show.
Curtain and lights. It's time for entertainment news.
I mean, all kidding aside, it really is kind of like the biggest deal. We'll look back on 2024 from the music industry angle, and we'll try to figure out the bigger deal.
Yeah.
Beyonce dropping the country album and all of its success,
so
which is still a work in progress, or the fact that Taylor Swift's new album, her 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department, arrived this morning at 2 a.m. Eastern this time. So actually 11 p.m. our time.
I didn't know.
That's just the most boomer thing you've ever said in your life.
And you don't have a 9-year-old living at your house reminding you every day leading up to it that, oh my God, Taylor Swift's album coming out tomorrow.
That's so cute. You know, I've grown to like Taylor Swift. Like I used to hate's a strong word. I used to not care for her. No, I'm sorry. I started out liking her and then she left country music. And so I'm like, meh.
So sell
out. Blank you, right? Yeah. And then she's grown on me again. Mm-hmm. I really think she's a sweet person.
So she dropped rather than call it the Tortured Poets Department, which is the album, if you're cool, you call it TTPD.
Oh, TTPD.
The first big surprise was that she announced that it's really a double album with the anthology tacked on to the title and the addition of 15 songs to join the initial 16. You get 31 new tracks.
Oh my God.
On TTPD, and all of it starts with a prologue, which is a poem by Stevie Nicks. The entire album, the whole thing is being called, for the most part, hauntingly brilliant. I don't know if anyone in the media is allowed, though, to write a bad review about a Taylor Swift album at this point.
Because the Illuminati's going to take them out.
I mean, you're going to be on an island with Jeffrey Epstein. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was thinking of a movie that's coming up that we're going to talk about with that guy, Jesse Eisenberg, and I knew it wasn't him.
Hey,
morning, Jesse.
Who knows who's been out at those islands?
I don't want to connect anyone wrongly with Jeffrey Epstein, though.
They don't want you to either. No.
So was Stevie Nicks the girl who broke up with her boyfriend or husband and then still made him perform with her and then like pretty much teased him a little bit during the concerts?
Yeah, that girl would be one of the singers of Fleetwood Mac.
That girl.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh my God.
And it was Mick Fleetwood.
Everyone stopped listening.
Sorry, Dawn.
Everyone stopped listening after you referred to her as, is she that girl?
Oh my
I don't know much about her. I'm still learning.
Hey, we're impressed you've ever heard of her at this point, yeah. Kyle.
I appreciate that, Kyle.
I mean, take the win, Dawn.
Now,
I've got a shocking announcement about the Tortured Poets Department, or TTPD, as the cool kids call it, the new Taylor Swift album. It is, in fact, as rumored, entirely about her six-year relationship with former boyfriend Joe Alwyn.
I know.
Nobody saw that coming.
Insane.
I know.
Travis Kelce must be loving this album.
Oh, don't you dare get ahead of me.
I'm sorry.
Boy. I don't. Well, we have Travis's thoughts.
Not THOTS.
Yeah. No, that would be Taylor.
He should also be like, wow, that's right. This is what she's capable of. Because the next one's about you, buddy.
Again, if you could all just wait.
Sorry, we're excited.
We'll get to the Travis side.
Unless they get married and have babies.
Yes, because nobody that gets married and has babies ever divorces, cheats on each other.
God.
Oh, wait, 55% is the current number, I believe.
That's not bad.
We all know this.
It's not bad.
No, that's terrible.
5% of marriages go into divorce now.
And we all know this, but going into it, it's happy thoughts. God.
Okay, Peter Pan.
No one wants it to end that way.
Look, all you did was just describe a very disappointing movie, except that it happens to ruin lives and finances and children and things like that.
But you don't know that going in. You don't sit there and go, because it's 55%. Let's just not do this.
A lot of us and a lot of people can look at it going in, going, well, this ain't going to last.
Well, that's...
And so you should know going in.
Yeah. I'm talking about the couple.
Oh, there's plenty of them, too. How many emails do we get? Well, I'm getting married in blah, blah, blah months, and there's all these red flags.
Listen,
and they still go through with it.
Yes, because you're still hoping it's going to
work
out.
Oh, hope. Quick, everybody.
And you know it.
Top quiz. What does hope lead to?
Despair.
Or hope.
Wow. Which leads to more?
Despair.
Oh my God.
Swift pulls listeners into the depths of misery, writes one columnist who listened to the entire album overnight, catalyzed by the public breakup while she was getting ready to stage the biggest concert tour in history. So that's kind of it. So Joe Alwyn, her former boyfriend of, almost 7 years, is the obvious unnamed antagonist in all of her songs. She never mentions, but everybody knows who she's talking about.
Man, he looks like such a wuss compared to Travis.
Which is saying something, since Travis is such a wuss himself.
Well, his name even sounds wussy. Joe Alwyn?
Alwyn.
Alwyn? Yeah,
Alwyn.
See?
Please pronounce it properly. It's Alwyn.
I heard that in school. That kid's getting picked on.
Swifties are already exhausting themselves in lyrical clues like the song Down Bad, which has a lot of F-bombs in it, and has the line, "If I can't have him, I might die," as she was working through the process. Oh. Like the most successful artist in history, Swift, of course, is untouchable and critic-proof, writes another who points out that she is adored, whether she unveils a masterpiece or a stopgap collection of songs. But this one, they say, overwhelmingly so far, they mean critics and Swifties, is masterpiece territory. They describe it as a bona fide headphones album, best experience in the quiet, to fully absorb the sadness and exasperation in Swift's voice when she sings in the resentful So Long London. That one we heard about was coming out. Remember, she moved to London for a year with Joe to get away from all of the attention they were getting, and now she describes it as a wasted year of her life. There's a line in there about...
Oh, girl.
How she hates the fact she gave a year of her youth to London.
Oh, something like that.
Come on, Taylor, no regrets.
Oh, man.
But the most devastating breakup song is track 12, and I don't know if you pronounce it. I don't know why you would pronounce it Lommel, because I think is it an acronym when it stands for something like FBI?
Sure.
Is that an acronym?
That's an abbreviation. Right?
No, an abbreviation is you shorten
something.
No, I'm
sorry.
Brando is an abbreviation for Brandon.
An acronym.
When something is like FBI.
Acronym is an abbreviation formed from initial letters of other words and pronounced as a word.
I was thinking of cinnamon and all those other ones.
Right. Kyle did that all by memory.
Absolutely.
And the presentation sounded like it.
Just like my quizzes, by memory.
He's admitting that he cheats through the quizzes.
I did not say I cheat.
We try our best.
He basically did. I appreciate, though, Rob, during the course of that, you actually looked at me as if I would have something to say about it.
Oh, whether it's an acronym or, yeah.
I appreciate that.
So I'm almost certain it's supposed to be pronounced L-O-M-L because it means love of my life, but love is replaced by loss. Loss of my life.
God.
Swift's lyrics capture her deep grief over the end of her six-year relationship with Joe Alwyn, along with his ultimate legacy as the, quote, loss of her life. In the lyrics, Swift alludes to feeling like her relationship was counterfeit, saying her partner, quote, crap-talked me, although she doesn't use the word crap.
Ooh.
Under the table, talking rings and talking cradles, I wish I could unrecall how we almost had it all, end quote. So he promised to get married and have kids with her, etc.
Oh, you're better off. You don't need that wuss.
Yeah. This is her version.
Gosh.
She ends the song sharing her disappointment over the person her partner ultimately was with the lyric, quote, a coward who claimed he was a lion. Mm.
Oh, he ain't no lion.
Yeah.
Please.
Because this is totally the truth. This girl's version of the story is totally
100%. It's Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't lie.
What? No. Why would an artist ever lie?
Embellish something for sales?
No.
An artist might, but not Taylor.
Oh, because she's above artistry now. We've elevated her to that level. So yes, she does have a current, ongoing new relationship with Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce.
They're so cute.
Of course, as a couple, they are Travis and Taylor, or Trailer, which brings us to our trailer update.
Famous faces everywhere, rich folks with big reputations.
Going down the trailer park, gonna waste up all my time.
Apple gossip day or night, people shouting, that guy's trailer.
Going down the trailer park, so I don't get behind.
Many stories, no people, we'll get stories, different
colors. So come on down the trailer park and meet two friends of mine.
Travis Kelce, we actually had this story yesterday, just didn't have time to listen to it, has of course already had the chance to listen to the finished product of Taylor's new album on multiple occasions and has picked out his favorite tracks in typical Travis Kelce fashion, of course. He did say he loves everything that he's heard. He loves all 31 tracks.
He has to say that.
He's deep in love.
Oh, yeah.
It's still new.
I mean, I'm not suggesting. It's just because I look, Travis Kelce, he's a football player. He could kill any one of us if he wanted to, but he's just such a pussy football player.
He is, but he's the manliest man she's ever been with.
That's not saying anything.
But it is. When you see the men she's been with, they're little string beanies.
That's why it's not saying anything.
Yeah,
that's like pointing out that we beat every other radio show. Wow, whoop-de-doo, have you heard them? It's just that, look, it's because of my bias against his lack of manliness that I say that, of course, he says he loves all of his albums. No good boyfriend, and they have been together now almost a year, is going to say, yeah, there's a few tracks on there that didn't really grab me. I mean, you're not going to publicly say that.
Check 1, 2.
Yes, on? Yes, right, you're cool. Working. Yeah, good.
So if Travis said anything negative about Taylor, Taylor is so powerful that she can have him whacked at any moment.
I would be interested to see how the public reacted if he did say that he didn't like some of the songs, to be honest. I mean, I'm sure there's probably a few on there, and he's a little liar.
Well, maybe the Chiefs would dump him. That's it.
Oh,
they wouldn't even tolerate it. They're like, you're
cut
up
from the team.
The only thing, I don't know if you saw, there was all this video footage of them at Coachella, and one of them is my favorite, where he's just like manly picking her up so she can get a better view of things.
Oh, wow.
Well,
I could pick Taylor Swift up with one hand. My God.
People lost their mind over that. They're like, oh, my God, she just handles her like a man.
Oh, yeah. And so, but the thing that annoyed me with him that whole time, no matter which video I saw, it's nighttime, take your sunglasses off. God, it was driving me. And I thought, you know what? He would do that. He would. And there was this one girl who's deaf that she can read lips really well. So she was interpreting what they were saying. And my favorite is Taylor was, I forget what she said, but she's like, I'm sorry, I'm so drunk. And it was just so
great. True Coachella fashion. And being a celebrity at Coachella, they have to wear sunglasses at night or else you'll notice that they're rolling on Molly.
At least. And yes, of course, Kyle, I mean, there are like this many, you know, less than one hand of fingers of albums that truly almost everyone agrees every single song is rock solid. Of course he's lying, especially when you're talking about a 31-song album. I love
31
everything.
Songs?
Oh, I reported that like 7 minutes ago.
That part, I pulled a Dawn. I didn't hear that part.
You know what? He.
I must have been thinking about something else.
And that's a compliment.
I try to pay attention to everything.
Oh, yes, that's trying. And, you know, remember what Homer Simpson taught us. Trying is the first step towards failure. So why even do that?
Do you know what I envision with Travis? Okay, this is going back to a Friends episode where Rachel wrote the longest letter ever for when they were on a break, her and Ross, he like fell asleep reading it. And that's Travis. He fell asleep listening to this thing.
No. He loves everything he heard.
And he tells her the ones that are his favorites are the ones he was awake for, so he can actually talk to her about them.
By the way, two of his, and no, I haven't even had time to review the album. It just dropped last night. We were out late at a Circles appreciation party, which we'll talk about in a couple hours, and the album came out. So I don't get to do the Beyonce thing with you and tell you here's the obvious, you know, classic, instant classic kind of thing. So
that's
a
lot of songs to listen to.
And I didn't know it was going to be 31 songs either.
Good Lord.
I don't even know what Down Bad is, but that's one of Travis's that he named by name. But the other one he named by name that he loves is the LOML, the Loss of My Life song. And he did go on to say that he has absolutely no concerns about her reputation for divulging details about her love life in her albums. He has zero concern about potential references to past relationships. And he does, obviously, this is a statement written by his marketing team. He says, quote, "If it is about Joe or anyone, even if it is about him in the future, this is the artist she is, and he is in love with her and doesn't pay any attention to be jealous," end quote. That is the most word salad. I went to marketing school. Yeah. I majored in marketing statement in the history of time.
Yeah.
And keeps him from getting sued by Joe Alwyn and his attorney. So the new Taylor Swift album is out. By the way, confirmation, since we're talking about it, the rumor we told you a couple weeks ago, it is official. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader was a hit when it premiered in February of 2007 on Fox. At that time, it was hosted by comedian and actor Jeff Foxworthy. Comedian is a term I would use loosely there.
Exactly. Here's your sign.
No, that's not Jeff Foxworthy. Not all country comedians look alike.
That's
Bill Engvall. No.
You're redneck.
There we go.
There it is.
I know they're all wildly different.
Oh, man, that's right.
As pointed out by that bit. Nickelodeon brought the show back for a year with John Cena, and now Amazon Prime has confirmed the Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce will host a streaming spinoff of the game show. It will be called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Oh.
So actual contestants, normal losers like us, will...
losers?
That's great.
Well, I mean, we're not... Yeah, we're just people.
Right,
We'll be put to the test with elementary school level questions.
Oh boy.
Okay, so you're still in, that's why it's still like the fifth grader connection. However, you're challenged with these questions in a range of subjects, and you are assisted by a quote classroom of celebrities from various professions that you can tag in.
Ooh, I wonder if Taylor will be on.
Ooh. No. No, because it's a stupid... you know exactly who's going to be on. Watch any other reality-based show. And the people that used to be on Jersey Shore will be on. All of your D-list celebrities. Half of the people used to be on Bachelor and
Damn
Bachelorette.
It's kind of like the people on The Masked Singer. Like, who is it? No one knows.
Yes, that's
anymore.
Why. That's why when Kevin Hart shows up, the world explodes. Like, oh my God,
a celebrity,
an actual A-lister showed up. It's happening. Speaking of the Bachelor and Bachelorette, this ties in twice to today's show. Remember, we already talked about Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist. They were the lovers. Oh, they fell so in love on the Golden Bachelor, the one for 60 and olders, who a week ago today revealed they're dissolving their marriage after only 3 months.
Ridiculous.
Because they couldn't agree on a place to live.
Oh,
she's
come on.
In New Jersey, happy with her job.
Stop it. What are you, 12? Is this your first time having a relationship?
No, they're at least 60.
I mean, I hate this excuse.
He's retired. He's got family.
Yes, and they knew all of this going into it. And you didn't discuss this, please. God, how dumb do you think we are?
Apparently, even Bachelor fans are not that dumb, because social media has started to point out that during that interview a week ago today, which was done on Good Morning America, they said that they couldn't close the gap and they couldn't agree on where to live. But they did also say in the same interview that they had agreed on South Carolina and had even started house shopping. It was all in the same few minutes, but it was separated.
Uh-huh.
And so people went back and went, wait a minute. You were shopping for a house in South Carolina. You would decide that's a good middle point, but you couldn't agree on where to live, but
exactly.
You agreed enough to. So
please.
That got people digging, and now they believe, this is what social media believes, and hey, if you say it on social media,
it's the truth.
It's got to be true. Fans believe that during the house hunting process, Teresa realized that Jerry has financial issues that she was not aware of. The post went viral, and many other members of Bachelor Nation shared their theories and agreed that financial issues are the reason behind the divorce. Apparently, there was a moment in the Golden Bachelor show, the series, where Teresa mentioned that she got into investing later in life and had done really well for herself, and that moment was when Jerry was suddenly 100% into her.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's the old married her for her money thing, although the couple confirmed on that same interview they have a prenup in place. So
No, that's dumb too. I mean, really, you're this old. You've both lived a life of relationships and marriage, and you didn't discuss finances either before you became one. Are you kidding me right now?
I'm sorry,
this
but
this is so ridiculous.
With all due respect to our guest 2 hours from now, which is the only reason I read this story, the idea that you're going on TV show to find the love of your life is also goddamn ridiculous. You forced me down the rabbit hole of looking up how many bachelor couples are still together. And it's amazing the way they twist and turn themselves into pretzels to try to claim that there's like double digits, but they're not really together at all.
No.
There's only like five at most of,
yes.
And there's like 20, how many? There's like 43 of these couples.
So many.
Something.
And let me tell you, they roll them out every chance they get, the few that are together. They will roll them out at the weddings that happen, at like final rose ceremonies, just to show you, look, this can work, but not really, only like 0% of the time. And I think you might have saw in there how another way they try and spin it is a bachelor and a bachelorette that ended their relationships with the people they chose. Now in Bachelor Nation, they meet up and they're together.
Right.
But they weren't.
Exactly.
That wasn't
That's
the original.
How they
do
it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous. And it was so convoluted and boring. It wasn't worth ever coming back to.
Yeah.
So end of that. But Dale Moss, who was on the 16th season of ABC's The Bachelorette and is now a part of Circles with an S, the social media app, for positivity, is going to be on with us this morning again. He was fantastic last time he was on. Always positive, always fun. Got to hang out with him last night, which we'll talk a little bit about that event. Today's the last day for you to invest in Circles in the current WeFunder campaign. And remember that there is a way for you to use Circles for a second chance. A second person will win Rob's Change. We do it every morning at 6:30 and 9:30. I'll explain the whole Circles connection for the Circles Second Chance giveaway on the other side of the break, after we get caller 18, as we work on our next mega bucket with clues written by Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator that by themselves make no sense. But as you add them up and you keep going, you may start to get an idea of what she's talking about, where she's leading you. Then you got to figure out, how do I put it into a number and get the right number and win that amount of money, which we will do with caller 18 right now at 888-989-9811 to win Rob's Change.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.